You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, normally on Mondays, it's kind of, John Forte. It's a game day on Monday. Monday Night Football on location in Houma. We'll tell you where we're at in a second. We got plenty to get into. We'll get you ready for the Saints and Redskins. What took place in Gainesville? Love to hear your thoughts as well on that. Got plenty of folks to chat with us today. Ken Trahan coming up at the bottom of the hour to give us a little bit of perspective because of a record-setting, anticipated record-setting night tonight in New Orleans. Drew Brees, the video is done. The plans have been made. The game will stop. We'll give you all the details. 201 yards, and Drew Brees will be the all-time NFL passing record. John, do you know how many yards you have? At anywhere near the 70,000, no?
Yeah, I'm somewhere between 70,000 and zero.
You have a few yards.
I got a few yards.
There you go. It's more than me, John. It's more than me. So there you go.
I do. I tell you, the big question is, will he get it in the first half?
Right.
Or will he get it in the second half? I'm thinking third quarter. What you say?
I think third quarter, too, because I think the Redskins are a pretty good football team. We'll talk a little bit about them here coming up as well. So 12:15, though, we're going to have a nice special guest from back in the day when, really, the New Orleans Saints organization started becoming a winning football team, but right. That was under Jim Moore.
Yes, we have a good guest coming on here in the next 10 minutes. Paul Boudreau, mm-hmm. He was our O-line coach when I played under Jim Moore. He was under Jim Moore's staff. He left there and ended up in Atlanta. He went to Atlanta under Mike Smith's coaching day when he was there. So Paul Boudreau gives a little insight of the game tonight, the New Orleans Saints in general, how it all got started. Because remember, we went 30 years without having a winning record, a winning team. And when Coach Moore got there, we won, and, we had a few playoff appearances and then didn't win any playoff games. But we got in the playoffs, and, he was one of the coaches as well. And, in other news, Silky Powell.
Yep.
Was the assistant equipment manager for 37 years in New Orleans Saints. He passed away this past Saturday. And so, Paul, we'll talk a little bit about that, say something about that. But, condolences to his family. He was one of the second longest tenured guy there at the Saints.
Lots of people definitely know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
That is for sure.
He just went by Silky.
That's it. Rafael Esparza is going to join us coming up in hour number two. John, I don't know if you're a huge MMA UFC fight fan at all, but did you see what took place over the weekend? Conor McGregor, the big fight, of course, going up against Khabib. Not just him, though. You had some big knockouts in the match. But the point is, there was a brawl after the brawl, after the fight, and it didn't just spill over by Khabib. The concourses, you had Russians fighting Irish. I mean, people were arrested. It was like mayhem in Vegas over there. So we'll talk to Rafael about what happened there. And really, of course, as you know, the rematch that's going to come. You know how that works. It felt very scripted almost when you look at it. But you know what? It is what it is. There's a lot of people that watch this, so we'll touch on that here as well. On Mondays, fantasy football. Tim Heaney. I'll eventually get it. Tim Heaney.
You went from Chip Patterson to Tim Heaney.
I'm thinking of Chip Patterson. He comes on.
You got so many people
exactly
and so many
right
shows. It's
Tim Heaney on Monday from RotoWire. He comes on and we talk a little bit about fantasy football, some of the games that went on. John, we'll take a look at the weekend in the NFL, and also we'll take a look at, of course, of everything that took place over the weekend in college football. So we'll do all of that and more coming up. And Marlon Faye right at 2:15. Rest of the way, the questions of the day are real simple. You should know this by now. On the game day, normally on Friday, which we do on before the weekend, it's a score to the game. And what are the keys to this game? Score and a key to the game. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to kind of start that off here in a little bit after we talk to Judy real in a second. And then also I want to make sure that we do our part to pay homage to Drew Brees, because the game will stop tonight. Peyton Manning has recorded a video message that will play in the dome, and I don't know if I can make this kind of pull. You have some pull, right? I mean, I don't know if we can kind of get it on the, we can't get it on the screen, but if we could, write us your best, you know, 5 to 6 sentence stanza, a little poem of what you would put your ode to Drew Brees. Yeah, you ready for mine?
Oh, God.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Boy, the Saints would really stink without Drew.
You know what? That's pretty good. I'm going to give you a little bit on that
one.
You
can add a lot of different things, too, as well in that one, too, if they didn't have Drew Brees. Just imagine if Drew Brees won the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. So have a little fun with it. Give me 5 to 6 little sentences like that. It can be a roses are red one. You can do whatever you want. Make it rhyme. Have a little fun with it, and we'll read it, of course, and we'll post it, retweet it, and never know. It might make its way over to the Dome in between games. But anyway, we're in Houma, Mr. John 4K, over here at Clayton Homes, Highway 311. It's literally that easy. You take Highway 90, mm-hmm. You get off at the 311 exit 200, and then, I don't know.
Couple miles.
Maybe 5 or 6 minutes on the road is on your right. You'll see John 4K's white Jeep with the ESPN logo on it, and when you come on in, say hello to Jude, Beth, Bonnie, and Hunter, and when you walk in, you'll smell the jambalaya and pastelaya from the Jumbo Shop, and you know where they're located, 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard, right down the street. John, we've done a remote there. It's absolutely delicious. I promise you, you'll like the jambalaya and pastelaya. What's pastelaya? It's jambalaya, but with pasta instead of rice.
Food's good, man. And you know, if you're down here to buy, if it's free, it's for me. That's my motto.
Go.
It's been that for years. But if you're down in the bayou, I don't think you have to worry about any kind of food.
No, not at all. And like I said, you walk right on in. We're outside, actually, one of the Clayton homes on the front porch. So this is what it'd be like, John, if we had one of these Clayton homes, just kind of sitting on a front porch and just decided to do a radio show.
What cloudy day, but it's good cloudy day.
Yeah, it's
keeping the sun from us because we both got our shades on out here.
Yeah.
What other place you can go to on a beautiful day, sit out here, the wind's blowing, it's fine. It's Monday night football.
Yep.
Come on by, look at some of the homes, come chat with us, come on the air. I mean, this is home, and, you know, even people out in Thibodaux, you hear us, come on over.
Yeah, you always hear what mobile homes are all about, and when you walk in or you drive into the parking lot, you'll see these big old banners, and it's a red tag sale. To kind of talk a little bit about that is Jude. Thanks for having us out here for starters, man. I asked you a handful of questions when I got here. Mobile homes have changed over the last several years. They really are literally walk-in ready, and when you walk in, even over here to, I guess, the main office, I mean, it is ready to go. It looks just like any regular home. The difference is you see a bunch of tires in each, so they can literally just boom from where you are right here in the parking lot to the location you need, and you are ready to go.
Yeah, it's really easy. We have a really good program we have set up where we can go out to any location, figure out what we need to do, septic tanks, land home packages.
Mm-hmm.
We can do land appraisals, put the home anywhere. You know, that's the biggest thing is, you know, mobile home isn't what it used to be. We do a lot of different things that you don't think about.
One of the things that also is, I guess, that I enjoy when you walked in and you kind of just do a quick tour around one of these Clayton homes here, outlets right here on the porch where we can, you know, do the show from. But really, when you walk inside, I mean, if I didn't know it was a mobile home, it looks just like your regular home right across the street where you have homes that are based and built on slabs and into the ground.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most people don't know that we have so many options, fluted sheetrock, batten strips, 2x6 walls, you know, 2x4, 2x8 floor joists. There's a lot of different things that we do factory-wise here at the stigma of mobile homes. You know, manufactured housing is a big part of, you know, our community, a big part of, you know, the economy right now because there's so many different options. You know, why would somebody rent, you know, $650 a month whenever, you know, they could be putting that money towards something they could own, you know, really easy setup on their property or even in a mobile home park, you know, rented lots. The main thing is easy to set up, quick, easy process, and low monthly notes.
Yeah, no doubt. And when you and I were kind of talking about it, and look, you know, I'm a family of three, got a little 2-year-old, and I was just kind of, you know, I don't know. I honestly didn't know where is the market for a mobile home? What are those prices? And when you gave me some of the numbers and figures, I mean, my eyes kind of raised. They're very affordable.
Yeah, man, a lot of people think, you know, manufactured housing, what's the cost of that? You know, so like a single wide, you know, starts at $38,000, and you choose your package, you know. So do you want it set up in a mobile home park? Do you want to buy a property? Do you want the electric and septic hookups? Do you want to just put the house on the property and you do everything else? You know, we let you pick and choose your package. We don't just shove a package down your throat and say, hey, buy this. This is the right package for you. as opposed to what people think about manufactured housing, everything isn't cookie cutter. You know, we come in, we design a package for you, we design the house, we design the floor plan. You know, we pick out different options that wow. you didn't think that you had.
You know, I was, when I got here, I talked to one of the young ladies and I asked her the same thing, the price range. And she's like, oh, we go from this to this. And she kept pointing at this. I was like, well, that looks like a house.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, because when we grew up, you trailer, it looks like that. You have some that are trailers, just like a shotgun. It looks on a sideways shotgun if you look down the side of it. But the house that I'm looking at right in front of me, or the mobile home, it looks right in front of me. It looks like a home.
Right.
And you can put that somewhere. I mean, that looks just like a house. So, people, when you're listening to us, it's, you know, you got, like you said, you can design your plan. Obviously, someone designed it, this plan here. It looks like someone's house. And you're right. You can take it, like Gus said, back your truck up. Well, in that case, you had to back up a big one to get that one. But look at these homes out here. And how stable are they? Let's talk about that since we're in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, man.
And
everybody's,
you know what comes through here from June to November.
Right. Everybody's wondering, you know, hey, how are these things set up? Man, everything that we have is wind zone 3, which means it's HUD rated
oh, wow.
for this area.
Yeah.
You know, we don't carry wind zone 2, wind zone 1. Everything we look at is specifically for this area.
Right.
You know, so that house has 2x8 floor joists, 2x6 walls, floated sheetrock. You know, when you walk through this home, and some other homes on our lot, you're kind of shocked. You're kind of taken aback by, man, that's a mobile home. You know, I get some people asking me, hey, well, what you just built it here? How are you going to get it to my house? And I'm like, no, this is how it comes apart, you know, and you explain the process. And
right.
people are really amazed by it because no one talks about this.
Yeah.
You know, you go online and you look and you're like, oh, well, it's kind of like that. It could be like this. And then you go somewhere and some guy tells you something. Like, no, we want to help you through the process, explain everything, really make this easy.
I think that's what the problem is when people say, oh, man, a trailer.
Hey, what was that?
There's a lot more. Right. You know, I've learned
this
something.
This ain't your grandma's trailer.
Right.
You know.
And the other thing, Jude, that stood out to me, because obviously when my wife and I kind of talk about either additions or doing something in our house or looking for a new home, floor plan is the number one thing. So of everything you said, not that you haven't given me a ton of info, the thing that stood out to me, though, is you said we can custom build your floor plan. And you can sort of look at, and John, we've been to different places, whether it's remotes or bars and restaurants, everyone either has a square or a rectangle. What you do inside the square or the rectangle is what really makes the difference.
Yeah, and like, for instance, the one we're looking at right here, this porch didn't exist.
Okay.
The way the layout is in the kitchen, it was completely different. So what we did is I sat down with our designers over at the factory, and we put together a package that I thought would look really good on the lot, you know. And we do that a lot of times with customers where we'll go out to their house and say, you know, hey, I need this laid out like this, or, you know, my location is set up like this, and I need a porch off the backside. I need this like that. Even on the inside, if let's say that we can't make some changes, you know, we can make things to work for you. And we work with local contractors, too. So if we need to build out additions or build out, you know, separate porches or build out, you know, some sort of a weird step configuration, we can do all that stuff. We do all of our trim outs from location.
Well, Jude, obviously if people want to get more information, what's the best way to do? Is there numbers or some websites?
Yeah, man. The two things is definitely visit us on Facebook. Message us on Facebook. We'll get to you immediately. But call the store. The number is 985-872-2850. Call us immediately. You know, we're always available.
Sounds good. And again, we got some free jambalaya and pastalaya for you as well. Jude, Beth, Bonnie, Hunter will be the ones taking care of you for stop on in today. And again, just sample the jambalaya and just take a walk around here. And you can really look at it and see, you know, for yourself really where it's at. And maybe set up a little appointment and talk about all of that as well. So the jambalaya, of course, from the jambalaya shop right there at Martin Luther King Boulevard. Jude, we'll talk again coming up over the next 2 hours of the show. And I have some more specific questions to some hookups and some things that maybe once you get inside the house, you know, big screen TVs, entertainment centers, rooms for the kids, things of that nature, bathrooms, how many bathrooms are there, how do you hook all that up? So we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up.
Sounds good.
That is Jude from Clayton Homes over here. John 4K will take the quick break, and we come back, our special guest next segment, Mr. Paul Boudreaux.
He's called in?
Yes,
at least, you
so
know,
we'll chat with
read,
him. Plus, we got plenty to get into. Saints and Redskins, I want to score. I want a key to the game as well. Your best poem. Give me your best Longfellow. See what I just did there? Let me know your appreciation for Drew Brees. Mine was easy. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Boy, will they stink without Drew. I mean, see what I just did there?
I just wonder, did you stay up late last night to do that?
I actually did that while I was driving.
What? Yeah. You know, oh, you were driving that?
Yeah.
Driving
just now.
Okay.
Yeah, you it didn't take very long.
You typing it or you just thought of your mind?
You know what? We'll hear one from you coming up.
No, you.
What? You got 3 hours.
I got three
Actually, two hours and 45 minutes now to come up with a little ode to Drew.
I'm going to have something ode to Drew.
By the way, I have the stats breakdown between Drew and John Forcade. How far is Mr. Forcade from Drew Brees as he set to set the NFL passing yardage mark tonight, passing Peyton Manning? Mr. Paul Boudreau is up next on the Sports Hangover, or Hour 1 is always brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING, and check them out online, kinginjuryfirm.com. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors. Chevy, find new roads.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
Man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill along with John Forcade. Normally I just see on Thursdays over at the Dock and Slide Elbow. Today you're out here with us at Clayton Homes, Highway 311 in Houma. Come on by, say hi to John, get some free jambalaya from the jambalaya shop. We also have some pastelaya as well. So if you're driving around, you're thinking of some lunch, it's free. It's right here in the parking lot.
And I didn't cook it. I didn't make it.
No, so, you didn't. So you're good.
I've got a little poem coming up for you.
Okay, well that's good. Why don't you welcome in our next guest?
Our next guest, a man I've known for a long time, played underneath him. He was our O-line coach when I was with the New Orleans Saints. You know, he was up in Canada for a while coaching, and when Jim Moore became head coach, he brought down a man named Paul Boudreau. And he's got a Louisiana name.
That's right.
Paul Boudreau. He lives in, I believe, Boston area because he only gives out nine-digit phone numbers instead of 10, so we couldn't call him. He has to call us. But welcome in, Paul. How are you today?
Hey, John, you know, what happens when you have fat fingers, you know, you only hit one number and you want to save two, but I want to make sure I saw some pictures of you. Happy birthday, by the way, and you might want to stay away from that jambalaya, too, you know, you know, since you're back in.
Oh, look, I got to hear it. I've heard, look, Paul gets on my Facebook and he's talking about my weight and this, that. Man, I'm a lot lighter than some of these guys that played for us. Well, you know, I don't know if he's seen Eric Martin or Dalton Hilliard or Ricky Jackson. Oh, those guys.
Coach,
oh my
John.
God.
He's just being a coach. Yeah, I'm sure you're still in the best shape of your life and everything.
Yeah, Paul, how are you, Paul? What are you doing now?
I'm pretty good. I'm trying to play as much golf as I can before the snow falls. And then I'll become a professional snow plow guy and shovel and until the next, until I see a blade of grass, and then I could go out and chase that little white ball again. Yeah, let's enjoy it.
There you go.
When we got knocked off at the Rams in Los Angeles, just 30 years in the NFL, it's no mas. And it was over, and no regrets because we had a hell of a run. Hello, John.
Did we lose him?
No.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Oh, yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it was a good run. So it was a fun deal, and won a lot of games down there in New Orleans. It was a lot of fun.
Drew Brees going to set has a very good chance of passing Peyton Manning. He's 201 yards. He has 71,000 yards. A simple Google search shows us John Forcade, 2,312. But what can you tell us a little bit about John from back in the day? From when, he was your quarterback?
Well, when John came in, that was the year in 87 was my first year. It was the first winning season we had in the history of the Saints, and it was a lot of fun to be down there. And John came in during the replacement games, and he actually wound up sticking with us and finishing up. And he did a heck of a job running around because there wasn't a lot of blocking with those guys that we brought in. But it was one of those deals where he had something about him. He was a competitor. He got in the huddle, and he got in the huddle like he's been there forever. And even when the veterans came back and they were all ticked off at the guys that we kept from that team, but they knew that as soon as John was around, he was going to help us win. And he got to play, I remember, I don't know if you remember this one, Johnny. We had, I think it was over in Tampa, Aber got his two front teeth knocked out, and he was in la-la land. You went in, I think you got tackled on the sidelines and busted up your ankle. And at halftime, we're trying to teach Brett Perryman the cadence and how to take a snap, which was really a treat. Because I had Brett come up at Detroit with me too, and he was always a wild horse rider, and he was going to be our quarterback. And then, you went back in and a little bit, and then Hebert went back in, and he couldn't remember the snap count, and Hilgi had to tell him the snap count. So I don't think that would ever, in today's football, ever be able to get through that with all the medical issues they have with concussions.
Paul, let me ask you this.
Paul,
let me ask this question here. The linemen nowadays compared to back, when we were playing, we had Hilgi at center, you had Steve Court, you can go on, Steve Trapillo at guard, you had Brad Elliman, Stan Brock, we named a few guys. But the weight differential now, look at the Dallas Cowboys offensive line compared to the line that we had.
Yeah.
I mean, our center, it was maybe 260, 275 might have been what our center weighed, 6'2". We didn't have the big guys compared to now. Is that what it is nowadays to get you the biggest offensive lineman you can go get?
Well, right now, college football, and I'm not going to tell those guys how to run their offense, but these guys don't know how to block anymore, particularly in the run game. I mean, they're always in a two-point stance. Back then, what you're talking about, Hilgi was 260 on a good day, and nowadays 300 is small. And you look at these guys now; they're coming out, they're in a two-point stance, they're in that read zone option. They have about two running plays, they have about three protections, you're always playing catch-up. And you remember how Jim Mora had it in the off-season. There was no off-season with us. We had a situation where, hey, you come back in January, and we had you right through mini camp, training camp. I mean, before we broke for the summer and then come back to training camp. And it was one practice a day and then lifting in the morning, practice in the afternoon, all throughout January, February, March, April. Nowadays, you can't bring a guy in. And the biggest jump, and I'm not sure how you remember it as a quarterback, but the biggest jump a rookie has is between his rookie year and his second year. Most of the guys, they don't know how to train. They don't know how to eat. They don't know anything about defense. They don't know how to, they don't know how to block with angles. And we used to have that January, February, March, April. That was the biggest jump between their rookie season and their second season. And, you know, as you, you know, you knew coverage coming out, you know, when you were at Ole Miss, but not the kind of coverages you saw in the NFL from San Francisco, Atlanta with Jerry Glanville and all those guys. It was way different. And these guys are behind the eight ball. They can't, you know, our biggest thing is we draft a guy and hopefully in 2 or 3 years they become players. Nowadays you draft a guy, you better make sure he's playing by the first game or he's a bust, according to management. Why did we draft him? So it puts the coaches in a bind because they take those players and they don't let you touch them until April.
Coach, let me ask you, when you look at it really now in college football, John, we talk about this all the time, and now really in today's NFL game, I joke back and forth with John where how many times do you even see anybody under the snap right now? And then when you do, you pretty much know that it's going to be a run by a mobile quarterback or something like we saw Deshaun Watson yesterday. You're seeing the game in the shotgun. You're seeing it being a passing game. How does the development of an offensive lineman change and really the difficulties of that really in that, hey, all of a sudden, like Saints fans the last couple of weeks, we want to run the football. Well, if you're building in college for these fast action type, high powered offenses, is it that much more difficult for these guys to translate to the NFL game?
Absolutely, because you know, there's so many rules on how you practice. You can't have one-on-one pass rush. You have to only wear pads every third day. You got guys padding up. You know, how do you, as a receiver, how do you beat a press if you can't press cover in practice in mini camps and OTAs? How do you block a defensive end, Ricky Jackson, unless you get out there and try to block Ricky Jackson? And that's the kind of thing our guys, I mean, they were beat up and their hands were killing them, you know, and this is during June and July. They were recovering before training camp. But if Tom Moore and I, Tom's the old offensive coordinator for Peyton Manning. He was with 4 Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers and he's retired. He was with Bruce Arians at Arizona. And he and I were talking about this. The guys are suffering, the quarterback, because first of all, the receiver doesn't know how to beat press coverage, so their quarterback has to hold the ball longer. But now he's got guys blocking for him that don't know how to block because they haven't trained to become pass protectors. And in the run game, forget it. It's just a bunch of pushing and shoving. It's just like playing in the Pro Bowl. I mean, that game's the biggest joke in the world. I coached it twice, and it's a pillow fight. It's a glorified pillow fight.
Well, Paul, basically it goes all back to the CBA. You know, I can remember in 87 and 89 and all those years.
Right.
We went to practice. It was almost like Wednesdays and Thursdays practice was almost like game day. We practiced hard.
Exactly.
You know, two and a half hours. Right. And guys beat up each other and then when you go to game, you were prepared for it. Nowadays, you're right. They walk through practice. They don't really practice. It's almost like you said, the Pro Bowl. Nobody touches anybody, and you can see that it relates to game day. It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
The style and play. It's just a different, I guess, you know, everything changes in time.
Well, the biggest thing, John, as you know, I mean, we used to practice on Friday, goal line and short yardage, and we'd be in full pads, and then sometimes if Jim Moore was a little pissed off, they'd be tackling on Friday. You know, this is before a Sunday game. And you turn on film now. You turn on film now, John, and you see the first 4, 5, 6 games of the season. You see the pad level of the offensive and defensive line. Everybody's standing up. It's not until they learn how to play with leverage. And you can't play with leverage unless you practice with leverage. And the guys like Tom Moore and I were talking about that suffer the most are guys like you, the quarterbacks, because you're dodging bullets instead of reading cover.
Well, Paul, we want to thank you. I appreciate it so much. We chat so much on Facebook, and I want to say, man, look, I remember you back in Canada, and we go back a long way, and I'm glad you enjoy your retirement. I haven't hit a golf ball in 3 years because of my injuries, and I have to be careful with that, but I'm looking to get back to it. But one day, maybe I'll come up northeast. I'm not going to do any snow plowing for you, but we'll tee it up.
No. we'll tee it up, and then I'll find a place that has some jambalaya.
There you go, Paul. Thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll pull a win out for the Saints.
All right, guys, and thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you for joining us here on
Paul
the Sports
Boudreau. I tell you what, I have a lot of respect for him because, I mean, when he came in, when I came in, mm-hmm. we were two rookies, and he came in from Canada, and he coached out O-line, did a great job. He didn't have a lot of talent. He had some guys. Now, I'll tell you, Steve Trapillo was one of his pride and joy. You know, years later, Steve passed away.
Right.
But we had some good guys. Stan Brock, we had a few guys that were big. We had some guys that were, I mean, you wouldn't compare linemen nowadays to back then.
Right.
You would say, oh, you played offensive line?
Yeah.
Well, you look like maybe a fullback.
Yeah. Well,
that's how it is.
Game's different. That's why I asked him, for these guys that, because the college game now, John,
You know what?
Very.
And when we get back from the break, I know we got a break coming up. I want to ask you, the teams that are in the Super Bowl, how many have won it from the spread offense?
Mm. Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit about
that. Have you
been
paying attention, by the way, during the games and how much time these quarterbacks are in the shotgun? Like, did you watch the Eagles-Vikings yesterday? Did you watch a lot of these games? The Browns?
They'll go under a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty much almost all in the shotgun, man.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to say, we'll talk about it.
Breeze is very rare for the most part where he stays under.
He'll go under a little bit. He'll come back. Tom Brady's under sometimes.
Yeah.
He's back.
But I'm talking about like these newer young quarterbacks.
Right. Because
most of these offenses, because that's where they come from.
Exactly. Drew Brees didn't come from that. Neither did Tom Brady.
Right.
On and on. You know, the older quarterbacks, I guess they start fading him out. But you'll see it'll start to change up. Yeah, they'll get a little more shotgun.
All right, we're live at Clayton Homes over in Houma. That's John Forkey, and I'm Gus Cattingell's The Sports Hangover. Coming up next, Mr. Ken Trahan, New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame, and, of course, Crescent City Sports. It's going to give us a little bit of perspective as Drew Brees gets closer to the record. Real easy, what I want from you at ESPN Radio NOLA, give us an ode to Drew Brees. I gave you my little poem, a little 4 or 5 sentences. Have a little fun with it. John's working on it. Look at you with your phone there. You're scripting.
I'm
excited to see what you're going to come up with. You only have about, 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Well, it's going to be a four-liner.
All right. Well, 2 hours and 30 minutes to give me your four lines. If you're on Highway 31 here in Houma, look for John's white Jeep. Got the ESPN on the doors, and we got free jambalaya and pastalaya from the jambalaya shop here in Houma. It's absolutely free. If you want some, go get in there and get us a heaping helping of some free jambalaya or pastalaya as well. We'll be back, and as always, don't forget Hour 1, brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING, kinginjuryfirm.com. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Monday blowout winner. Washington at New Orleans, absolutely free. Absolutely free. Call now 800-220-6262 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Kaboom! It's a blowout sale at Homeless Clayton Homes. Single wide start as low as $36,000. And double wide start at $55,000. Multiple installation packages are available. Visit Homeless Clayton Homes on Facebook to schedule your appointment today. These ain't your grandma's trailers. Don't miss out on the best deal of the year. Dial 985-872-2850. That's 985-872-2850. If your old trailer house has got to go.
T-Bob here, and when my AC needs repair, I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and they get the job done right. Couple that with the 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day AC service, critical in this heat, call River City's Total Maintenance at 504-841-3300. That's 841-3300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. We're live in Houma. Clayton Homes, Gus Kattengill, John Forcade with you. And Ken Trahan. It's a way to follow Mr. Ken Trahan. Of course, Crescent City Sports. John and also Ken runs the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame. Big, big day and evening over in the Super Bowl. For a little perspective, Ken joins us on that. Ken, how you doing, man?
Hey, Gus. Good to be with you and with my friend John.
Hey, Kenny. How are you tonight, my friend?
Buddy.
Or today, my friend.
All right, Ken, let's just start with the Captain Obvious moment here, man. How incredible and how big is the possibility of Drew Brees, let's say he breaks it. How big is this record, do you think, of all of them?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, they're all big, but this is first all time. So I don't care how many games you play. I don't care who you played for.
Right.
I don't care how many years you played. This is number one. So it's that simple. And with regard to Drew Brees, it really does come back to this. He's a remarkable phenomenon considering the injury that he had, what he came back from, what he's been able to do here. And somehow he never makes the conversation of being among the very best of all time. And I think there are several reasons for that. One, he's in the same era as Tom Brady, so you start right there. And Peyton Manning, for that matter. Two, when you talk about these other guys who certainly would be on that list for the best of all time, Peyton Manning, 6'6", Dan Marino, big arm, John Elway, physical phenom, Joe Montana, Joe Cool, Johnny Unitas, best of his era. Sammy Baugh, they nicknamed him Slingin', right? Aaron Rodgers, big, amazing athlete. Brett Favre, rocket arm, big personality. Riverboat gambler. And then there's Drew Brees, who might be 6 feet tall, doesn't have a rocket arm, and doesn't really have mobility. So I think it really is all about the personality and about the physical traits as to why he gets ignored by many as being elite and in that elite group, which he should be, because in my mind there's no doubt that he's a top 10 quarterback all time, if not higher.
You know, Ken, I think one of the things that's remarkable here as well, too, is just what he's been able to do on and off the field, just put it all together and into perspective, really. It's just kind of hard to really put into words what he's meant, right? From the time he got here, where the city was, to, you know, week in, week out, year in, year out, be able to provide a chance for the team to be a winning organization, for to do it as long as he has. It's really remarkable. It goes to the point that you just made. It's silly that he really just isn't spoken about as one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, he's not a savior by any stretch, but considering the fact that he came here, when he came here, off of what we were dealing with, and to accomplish what he accomplished very quickly, I might add, because in his very first year, they went to the NFC Championship game, was truly remarkable. And he's only enhanced that throughout time. But sure, if you look at the era that he's played in, I mean, now all these guys I mentioned all had something very significant that they contributed, and all of them had very significant attributes. As I mentioned, the physical prowess of the other guys. I mean, even today, when people talk about the best, I didn't even mention Roethlisberger as another example. Well, what's his nickname? Big Ben. So, I mean, there's memorable things attached to all of these guys where, as far as Drew Brees is concerned, the only thing attached is his shoulder, which James Andrews repaired and has him going this far down the road.
Right.
You know, Kenny, when you look at Drew Brees, and another fact is that there's never been anything negative. You know, Tom Brady off the field, they talk about, you know, remember the ball, inflating football, mm-hmm. and a bunch of other things. You know, Roethlisberger had his problems. You've never heard anybody in the news talk negative about Drew Brees. And I think that goes a long way, too, when you're playing professional football. Because all he wants to do is play football and have fun, go home with his kids, go to work on Sundays. And you don't hear nothing about him from the negative factor in the media. And I think that's a big plus for him.
Well, I think that stands to reason that he's handled his business the right way in all facets. He's handled his personal life tremendously, his business life in outstanding fashion, and, of course, what he does on the field as well. But also what he does in the locker room. He's universally respected by his teammates, and he's not afraid to take positions on matters that might be somewhat controversial. But people respect him because he is exactly who he appears to be. He's very consistent in everything that he does, and he has my mm-hmm. utmost respect because of that. And I think that's really the case with everybody around him, all of his teammates. I mean, a lot of these guys come from different sides of the fence, so to speak, whether it's politically, whether it's racially, whether it's monetarily, whether it's private versus public school, all these different things. And Drew Brees has always maintained that level of appreciation and respect from those around him. And I think it speaks to what you just said. He is a guy that's taken care of himself. He's never gotten himself in any sort of trouble whatsoever. And he's handled his business in great fashion. And he's consistent. And I think that last word is the most important thing about anybody that we can talk about, and that's consistency.
Speaking with Ken Trahan, of course, Crescent City Sports. Go check him out, CrescentCitySports.com. At Ken Trahan, the way to follow him over on Twitter.
Kenny, I got really, this is an important question. All right, there's only one football to be played tonight.
Yeah.
If he breaks the record tonight, uh-huh. they're going to stop the game. Do you know who's going to that football, right? The NFL Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame is going there.
What are you going to do about the New Orleans Hall of Fame? Oh. You can't sell it. This is the football because everybody's going to know it's in the Canton.
No, that's Drew's decision, and my guess is it'll go to Canton, and I completely get that, and they're going to want it. And they're going to take precedence every time, pretty much. Although I will tell you that in the Saints Hall of Fame in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, you will find the John Gilliam football from that kickoff return to start this franchise, and you will find the Tom Dempsey ball and the Tom Dempsey shoe from his record field goal.
Huh.
Why?
Wow.
Because both of those guys felt those items belonged in the Saints Hall of Fame and not in Canton. If you go to Canton, they've got a shoe from Tom Dempsey, but not the shoe. We've got the shoe and the ball.
Right. Okay.
Tom felt strongly that it belonged here. But in most modern-day cases, those are all going to Canton, and we completely and totally understand and support that. So there's your answer.
Well, before they do go to Canton, take a picture and then blow it up and then put it in there. And like, this is the football. So you can at least say, you know, there's a picture of it.
Kenny, maybe you can get the little towel, you know, that Drew Brees sort of has or something. I'm sure there'll something to commemorate in there.
Finger licking.
I'll tell you this, man. I know the last time we had you on and we were talking about Lance Moore and Pierre Thomas. Dude, I walked around there, I don't know, John, about an hour before the game. The line that four, it went all the way to the gate A, Kenny. I felt horrible walking past the people because I'm like, there's no way they're going to get in there before kickoff.
No.
That's really been a cool thing to have players come in the day of a game. Fans have really taken to it. It's a great chance to kind of go see players that used to play. And look, those two are some of the more popular. And one day, Kenny, it's crazy to think, Drew Brees will be signing autographs at the Saints Hall of Fame one day. But in the meantime, man, it's always great. Who are some of the players that are coming up in the upcoming home games?
Yeah, we got Devery Henderson that will be there this evening, who's quite sure to draw a big crowd where we know that's going to be the case. We'll have Derlin Moore coming, who's another one of our Hall of Famers down the road. Same thing with Ricky Jackson. Also bringing in Quinn Early. You know, Quinn hasn't been back here in a long time, and Quinn was a really good player for this team, and he's flying in to be here. So we're looking forward to having Quinn as well. So, look, good guys. We're happy to provide the opportunity to the public. They really enjoy it. And, yeah, that Hall of Fame day every year is like that. It's crazy with the lines. But, oh, yeah, when you mentioned Brees, goodness gracious, I don't know what we'll do. We might have to do something different because, you know, we're tying up everything and we're blocking all kinds of stuff with these lines.
But bathrooms, that's concessions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the gift shop, the whole deal. And that's how popular some of these guys are. Let me also add that John has done it many times, and he's a gamer. He's always there for you. People appreciate John. He's local. He never runs away from that, and they'll always appreciate him for what he's done. And I couldn't have been prouder than to be one of those that nominated him for the Greater New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame, which he was inducted to this past year, and really happy to see that happen. He deserved it.
Oh, Kenny, appreciate that, man. You know, we go back a long way, and
yeah.
I am a local guy, and I will always be a local guy. Never left. Been a West Banker. And so, your Rumble Raiders took it to us the other night. I'm glad y'all pulled off a little bit.
I didn't think you were going to bring that up, but that was fun. No, Rumble, a big win there. Ken, we always love talking a little high school football with you. CrescentCitySports.com, folks. They air games live. They stream it, and of course, just simply the best coverage with Ken and the rest of the folks that do that with Lenny and everyone else. I can't let you go, though, Ken, before you give us the keys to tonight's game. How do you think it goes? And do the Saints go into the bye 4-1?
I think they do, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, the Redskins are a gifted team. They've given the Saints fits. Last year they should have beaten the Saints and really let it get away in the dome. Now it's a different quarterback, Kirk Cousins, to Alex Smith, but Smith is a good controlled passer, and he makes intelligent decisions running the ball. Look, he's just a solid guy, and he's the kind of guy that typically does not make mistakes. Teams that don't make mistakes, you have to beat them. I think the Saints are a little bit better, but they cannot make mistakes themselves, or they're going to be in trouble. But to answer the question, I think very simply this. Do what they did last week. Do not allow explosive plays. They finally did not allow any last week, and you saw the difference. Their defense played reasonably well, got some pressure on the passer. So play a little deep. If they're going to drive down the field, make them go 12, 13 plays to score. Don't give up the big plays and then just trust your offense. Looking ahead and looking forward to seeing Mark Ingram, too, because I think he's highly motivated, in great shape, and he's got something to prove.
Yeah, something tells me he may do the whole "Who Dat" chant to kind of get the crowd going and probably be introduced last. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate
All
it.
Right,
I know
buddy.
You got a busy day today.
Sure thing.
Get over to
Thanks,
the dome,
Kenny.
Have some fun.
Appreciate it, Kenny.
Devery Henderson will be available tonight over at the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame. So stop on by. Make sure you get in there in plenty of time because there will be a little bit of a line, and you want to make sure you get your chance to go. I love when players go in there and do that. But, dude, when Pierre and Lance were there, he was not lying. Bathrooms, concessions. I mean, the line stretched all the way to Poydras from inside. And, I mean, it was a long, long line.
Well, also, I will be at the Dome from 5:45 to 6:45. I'll be doing the same thing.
Yep.
I'll be signing whatever. You know, I might have three people in line when I get there.
I mean, you won't tie up as much stuff, but you'll be there.
They'll go from me to the restroom,
exactly,
and that's about
right.
as far. But I'll be there from 5:45 to 6:45.
Right.
They had me at a suite area or somewhere like that. So at least I get to watch the game tonight up in the suite.
Well, I mean, that's how you should watch it.
It should be.
Your 2,312 and 14 touchdowns and 15 interceptions should be recognized.
You had to put that last, the 14 and 15?
I mean,
you know, some of them interceptions wasn't my fault.
Well,
but, you know.
I understand that.
But I did throw, you know, I made a lot of completions. To me, that's 19 completions.
Look at it this way. It's 2,312 yards more than a lot of people
listening. A lot of people who've never played.
That have never played. Tried to, got
an opportunity. Yeah. And like Paul Boudreau hit on. 30 years did not have a winning season. And in 1987, first winning season, and I was a part of that.
Well, there you go. You see? Yep. And it's nothing to be ashamed about.
No,
because
I'm proud of it.
Look at it this way. The organization hasn't had a lot of wins. It hasn't had a lot of success, which is why I keep saying if you're going to the game tonight, appreciate it.
Yes.
Grab your phones. And please, for your sakes, since pretty much we all have widescreen TVs in our house, turn your phone sideways before you press record. This is a public service announcement. I still tell it to my dad, my wife. Sideways. That way, when you put it back on your phone, on your house TV, which you can stream or, you know, you post it, it's sideways. Shoot it sideways. You'll get a lot more picture.
Full screen.
And enjoy it because it is a big moment tonight.
Yes,
it
is. Big time.
As Ken said, I think he said it best. It's number one.
Yes.
It's not. You can look at most touchdowns, most wins, most completions. Breeze has that. It's number one. He's the all-time most yards ever in the NFL.
What a way to do all these offenses right now. Maybe somebody will come along and beat him, but I think if that happens, we won't be around to see
it. We looked at a list of names, 2036. Think about that. Is when some of these current quarterbacks like Goff and Wentz would have to play two and then still play high. level of football in order to get that. That's how big this record is. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Hour one brought to you by the King Firm. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. KingInjuryFirm.com. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-998-1003 as we're live at home at Clayton Homes. I want some scores. I want some keys to tonight's game. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I am Mike Kelly. Port Fouchon, the South Fouche Airport of Vidalta area. And when elected to CH from the Port Commission, I promise to work hard to bring good jobs to our community, to secure a better future for our families and generations to come. Paid for by Charles Mike Kelly.
Join ESPN 100.3 FM on Monday evenings at 6 live from Rotolo's Pizzeria in Thibodaux for the Nicholls State Coaches Show with Coach Tim Rebo. Join your host, the voice of the Colonels, Brian Johnson, as he interviews coaches, players, and adds insight on upcoming games. Along with Nicholls State athletic updates, you'll enjoy great pizza, calzone, salads, pasta, and wraps from Rotolo's Pizzeria in Thibodaux. Join ESPN 100.3 FM on Mondays at 6 with Coach Tim Rebo and go Colonels.
Kick off the weekend with ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club from Friday noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, located at 132 Royal Street in the French Quarter. Join Gus Cattingill and see why Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Visit our 50 beers on tap and the best poor boys. Gumbo, barbecue shrimp you're going to find around. You got to try it, even their baby back ribs. It's another ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club this Friday, noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Grab a friend and join the fun at 132 Royal Street.
Join us for varsity football coverage, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday, October 12th, St. LaFouche vs. Morgan City. Our broadcast is sponsored by Jimmy T. Jim LaFont, candidate for Gary LaFouche Port Commission Seat C, Joe Septic Contractors, Advanced Eye Institute, Pipeline Construction and Maintenance, Vision Communications, and Francis Bruce, candidate for Gary LaFouche Port Commission Seat H. Friday night football on 100.3 FM and 1600 AM KLEB.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
That's right. Clayton Homes, single wide start at, you know, John, basically what you make, $36,000 a year, right? Over there during back in the day, it's not the multi-million-dollar contracts the NFL.
No, that $36,000 a year would be like $36,000 a week.
It's not bad though when you think about it. Look, we're at Clayton Homes here in home, Highway 311. You can't miss the funny inflatables, and they're right next to John's Jeep. You can't miss it. They have ESPN on the side of the doors. We have Jambalaya from the Jambalaya Shop. 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. There's Jambalaya and Pastalaya if you've ever wanted to taste what jambalaya made with pasta tastes like.
You think we'll get a little pasta before we leave?
Well, it's there. You might want to go get it before.
Somebody might snatch it before we even get a chance.
If there's some left over, you can.
But I do have my little poem. You want me to do it later or now?
You know what? Let's do the Uptown Reeler.
Okay.
And then John Fourcade will give us his Shakespeare. And again, we're throwing out two questions of the day, essentially, for the game. It's real simple. Give me a score. Give me a key to the game. And then also, you know, there's a Peyton Manning as a video tribute that they will play if Drew Brees breaks the record tonight. And I figure, why not? Why just Peyton? Why not us? You know,
right.
I came up with one. So, you know, I can do my best, John. You know, we can do our best to try to get it on the Jumbotron, but let's have fun with the four or five little stanzas, sentences. I went with roses are red, violets are blue. Boy, the Saints would stink without Drew. That was me. I mean, it's just a little poem. It's just a little ode to Drew.
I'm kind of on the first two lines, kind of what you do, but the last two lines are. And I'll see if you can understand what I'm going to say.
You know what? I'm a little nervous and scared, but I probably think the Uptown Ruler can come up with a little bit of something.
I hope
he
can.
Uptown Ruler, what you got for us?
Hey, man, look. How y'all doing out there?
Doing good, man.
Are y'all ready? Day out there.
Are y'all ready for the Redskins? Are you ready to cook the skins?
Okay, let's do it.
And let's cook the skins and send them home and send them without a victory and let them and we can storm. Anyway, let me ask you something. Do y'all remember anybody named Jim Berry used to work at Channel 4? long time ago when Half Glory was there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know if if Gus was born, but I dealt a lot with Hap Glory in the days, and no, I can't say I remember Jim Bear. I know Hap Glory very well back in the day when I was in high school and college.
Because they used to do the show. He used to do the show with Tom Fizz when Tom Fizz was the first coach. Remember, okay. Tom Fizz was the first coach.
Right.
Yeah, he did the Tom Fizz show with him.
Wow.
And I wonder what ever happened to him.
If he did the first time Fear show, he might not be around right now. I mean, he'd be up in age, you know, if he was working back in 67.
I know he did the Beef Baron commercial and the King Cotton commercial.
Okay.
So that's been way back.
Yes.
I'm 57, so that's been many years ago. If anybody knows what happened to him, I'd like to know.
We'll do a little research.
We'll do that. We'll do that. Uptown Ruler, give me a score to tonight's game.
Oh, we're going to beat the Redskins, what, 34 to 20?
Okay. 34-20.
And Drew Brees is going to break the record.
All right.
And he's going to get in the Saints Hall of Fame, too.
He'll be in there for sure. Easy. What quarter do you think Drew Brees breaks the record?
I think it'll be the third quarter.
I think so, too. I think third quarter, John.
Yeah, we all are.
If it's a tight game, it could be fourth quarter. I mean, he's had two.
Oh, y'all thinking
just
like
over
me?
200. Well, he's had two games of just over 200 yards this year. The Giants and the Browns were two games in which he just eclipsed the 200-yard mark. So, but essentially what would have to happen, guys, is essentially a half of football where they didn't play very good offense.
Right.
I don't see that happening.
And to top that or to go on top of what you're saying there, those are outdoor games. Yeah, when you play.
Well, Cleveland was indoors. It was here.
Cleveland was here indoors? Yeah, well, okay, I apologize. Right. But, you know, normally he's going to get his yardage at home.
Right.
You know, a big day. You got Mark Ingram.
I agree.
Monday Night Football. It's too much excitement. And you know, it ain't all about Drew because Sean Payton's going to want him to get that record.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to say, they're going to throw the football.
So let's have a little more fun out there as well. And we'll get into it really as we start next hour. Who do you think catches the record breaker? Now, Michael Thomas caught the record breaker for Brett Favre. The all-time completion leadage.
Michael Thomas for Brett Favre.
Brett Favre's record of completions.
Okay.
He caught it earlier this year. He was the guy that caught the pass from Drew Brees.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you said Michael Thomas caught Favre.
No. Drew Brees'
gotcha.
Breaking of Brett Favre's completion
record.
There you
go. Record. You kind of didn't,
yeah,
you
I
know,
didn't
emphasize because I was.
It sounded really good in my head.
Yeah, you said Michael Thomas broke Brett Favre's completion, huh?
No, so that worked. So who do you think? Is it Thomas? Do you think it's Mark Ingram, perhaps on a screen pass? Is it Kamara on a screen pass?
I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna say. What do you got, John?
I'm gonna say Kamara.
I'm going Ingram.
You do?
I'm going Ingram.
You don't think a wide receiver will catch it?
I just think, look, with something like that, it could be a screen.
Going in, maybe down.
It could be a flare route. It could be something out of the backfield.
And you know what's going to happen?
I think Mark Ingram. His biggest impact today, everyone's already assuming automatically it's going to be the run game. Mark Ingram's biggest thing he did last year, biggest improvement area, was the screen game.
Right.
And that's something that's been missing from the Saints
right
now.
And the pass blocking. He's
yes.
better at pass
yeah.
blocking.
Pass protection, absolutely.
Now, the thing is, too, you know, Ingram is going to, Kamara's going to play, even though he was listed, you know, doubtful, whatever.
Right.
You know, but that'll take a little bit of load off of
absolutely.
Kamara. And you're right, they'll use Ingram, but they won't use Ingram too much because they don't know what he brings to the table being out four games. But here's going to be funny. Watch a no-name catch.
A no-name?
Yeah.
Who's the no-name? You think it's Traquan Smith?
Josh Hill.
Oh, no. Josh Hill.
Maybe for a touchdown.
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it.
I like Josh.
I know. A lot of people think I have something against Josh Hill. It's just, look, I can't get over the end around at the Jets game this rookie year. I can't. On fourth and inches, you have Reggie Bush, you have, you know, Colston, you have everyone in the world on that team, and you do an end around the Josh Hill. Then it gets stopped yards behind the line. I've never gotten over it.
You try to out-trick the defense, and you trick
yourself. Oh, yeah, they try to out-trick it, all right.
Anyway. That happens.
Ooh, Josh Hill. Boy.
Whoa. Let's back up. You must have put something on the game.
No. It's funny you say that because Rafael Esparza is going to join us at 1:15. He normally does Fridays, but with all the mayhem and everything that happened on Vegas, we're going to get his quick take on him. But I'm going to ask him. I'm going to text him right now. Give me some odds. Cook up some odds of who has the highest probability of catching the record breaker.
All right.
I think Michael Thomas probably would lead the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But I'm going to go with England.
Austin Carr might, you know.
Ooh, that Austin Carr.
You just never know.
That's 200 to 1. I think Josh Hill's 200 to 1.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Ben Watson.
Ben Watson. There's a list of players. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He spreads the ball around.
Taysom Hill. Where would Taysom Hill get?
Watch him catch it.
Watch him catch it.
out the backfield.
It's a game day. Saints taking all the Redskins tonight. Monday Night Football, 7:15 is your kickoff. We come back. We'll talk to Jude. And I'll ask him some questions about some of these Clayton homes. They're really, really cool. Come on by and check it out. Highway 311. We've got free jambalaya and pastalaya as well for your lunch. 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard. That's where the Jambalaya Shop is located. They're the providers for lunch today. So stop on by and say hi to them as well. We'll come back with hour two, the Sports Hangover. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.